You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Oh, my gosh. 2024 has been off to a great start. Oh my goodness, God is real. Let me tell you, He is real and His promises are true. Whatever you are holding on to, whatever you are expecting, know that it will manifest this year. I'm telling you, we are watching manifestations happen since before the calendar year began, okay? So God is no respecter of person. Whatever He promised, He is sure to do. Look, I want to give a shout out to all of my sponsors: Exit Resource Realty, Miss Tamara Taylor, Principal Broker. I want to give a shout out to Movement Mortgage, Chris Watson. I want to give a shout out to DiFi Trampoline Park and Sky Zone. And we're gonna slide into the new year real easy with you all. We're not gonna make this too much, okay? Since this is my first week back, right? The first episode back of the new year, live episode anyway. But I brought with me my bestie. Y'all know I always bring my bestie with me. Tell everybody hello
everybody.
Hi bestie. And for those that don't know who my bestie is, my sister, my frail sister partner. Like, you encompass all of that. You like family from day one,
family,
right?
Yes.
Okay, we talking about what, 30 plus years. Yes. So we still love each other after all that time. But look, this is Tamara Taylor, Principal Broker of Exit Resource Realty. Can you tell the listeners who are hearing you for the first time a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I am Tamara Taylor. I am the Principal Broker of Exit Resource Realty. I have come from the trenches and I have experienced nothing, and have been blessed to be able to show and help others how to gain wisdom and knowledge in purchasing a home. God blessed me at the age of 25 to be able to purchase my first home, at the age of 30, my second. And then I came into real estate with the love and the joy to show other people and single moms and families and anyone that is has a heart to listen and do the follow the instructions to be able to purchase a home, get that wealth, and build a legacy for their families.
So you were on here before a while ago, and you were talking about, because I want you to slow down and kind of go back for me.
Yes.
You said at the age of 25, you purchased your first home.
You were
a single mom.
I was a single mom.
And you, at one point, was on welfare.
I was struggling. I was on welfare, receiving food stamps, had nothing.
Section 8.
Living in the projects on public housing.
So you went from public housing to Section 8 to home ownership. Okay. So it's possible.
All in a matter of 5 years.
So it's possible.
It is possible.
Okay. So in order for it to be possible, there has to be a mind change.
It had to be a mindset shift. and I was not comfortable living in the projects and the surroundings that I had or was around. And I desired more. I desired different. And I knew that I could obtain it, but I didn't know how. So I had to seek out assistance and help to help me get to that place of, what do I do? What's going to be different? What's going to be that turning point? Because I wanted my young son to be able to have a yard to play in. I wanted him to experience certain things that I did and had the pleasure of experiencing when I was younger.
Okay. So what you're saying to us is that it doesn't matter if you're a single mother or a single father. It doesn't matter where you are financially to this day right now. There is the possibility of home ownership is available to whomever wants it. Now, are there programs specifically for people that want to buy homes, mm-hmm, that may say, I don't have the best credit score, I don't have any money to put down? Are there programs specifically for that? I know we often hear about FHA, but isn't there other programs available?
There are other programs and there are other grants that are out there that is available. I know a lot of people tend to go towards one area, which is FHA, but with grants, there's free money that is available. There are programs even for those that have challenged credit to help them obtain that credit score that is needed to get to that sweet spot and to be able to say, hey, we're here now. This is the next step. Let's gauge here and move you over to this phase of the journey. Not only is there FHA, but you have other nonprofit agencies that are giving away money. You have certain banks that have money in the pot to help those that are in circumstances where they may have a windfall shortage and not have all the monies needed for closing costs or down payment. So it's getting with that right person that can guide you through this journey and connect you with the right people and the right team.
Okay, so with that being said, I know a lot of people are looking at the housing market and the pricing of houses are kind of, they're not the same today as they were a year or 2 years or 3 years ago.
Pre-pandemic.
This is post-pandemic, but yes, there was a price pre-pandemic.
You are exactly right.
So can you talk to the mother, the father, the couple, the grandparents that are saying, look, I want to own a home, but is there opportunity out here for me right now?
There are opportunities. People get scared because they just look at one piece of, oh, the rates are high or my mortgage is going to be excessive. But rents have gone up. When you think about what rent was 3 or 4 years ago to where they are now, what you're paying in rent, a lot of times you can get a mortgage equivalent or less than.
Reminds me of our lunch buddy today when he was saying, who can pay $1,900 for a one bedroom?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's at the first year. When you go to renew, that $1,900 is fitting to go to $1,950 to $2,000.
Right.
At that renewal period. Why are you spending that much money, like you said, on a one bedroom, when I can take that money, use it towards something that's going to build equity, that's going to be a space for me and my family, and I don't have to worry about rental increases, I don't have to fight over parking or dealing with nasty neighbors.
Okay, we hope they're not dealing with nasty neighbors, but I've had a neighbor or two that don't understand that people live below them.
Yes. I have been in that place, and you're trying to figure out who is above you and what is happening. I mean, what is going on?
Right.
What is happening? What are y'all doing?
Right. So if you're sitting in a place right now that I think what average rent is, what, $1,500 a month?
Average rent is $1,500. And that's on the low end. Okay. Most people are paying anywhere between $1,650 to $1,800.
So if your average rent is about, let's go with $1,600. Mm-hmm. If you're at the lower end of the spectrum,
yes,
you're paying about $1,600. If you take that amount, do you mind doing that for us, Tamara?
Get a calculator.
Can you take $1,600 and multiply it by 12 for us? How much of their annual salary are they giving away in rent?
$19,200.
That's $19,000 that you can actually be putting into your own place, building up your own equity, and having investment money for yourself.
Yes.
So this is wealth building.
Wealth building. Reminds me of the our lunch buddy who said that he sold that property 3 years ago for $350,000, and now it's valued at $250,000.
You mean a half a
half a million.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So we're seeing that what we know is that there's always appreciation.
Always,
right?
Appreciation.
So your property is always going to appreciate.
Yes.
So that what that means is the value of your property when you buy it is going to go up.
Always increase, yes.
Because it's a form of an investment.
It is. And as you said, wealth building.
Right.
That tool is always going to increase and appreciate in value. And the more that you're doing to it, because, you know, people want to make those little special nuances in their home, personalize it. You're putting money into something and making improvements on something that's going to constantly appreciate. So you'll be able to get a good return on that investment in the future.
Right. So let's look at it this way. If you're buying a home today, and just for the sake of making things real simple, mm-hmm. if you buy a home today for $300,000,
yes.
and you stay in that home for five, what is the average time that a person stays in the house?
Between 5 to 7 years is when most people stay in their home.
And at the low rate of appreciation,
you're looking at 10%, normally between 7 to 10%.
So if you look at that over the span of time, mm-hmm. and you're in that house for 5 to 10 years,
yes.
I don't think you can find a bank account to put your money in.
You can't. That's going to give you the same return on that investment.
Right. So if you're sitting on the line and you're like, look, I really don't know what I need to do or what I want to do, let me help you. Because Coach Talk is the premier destination for business and finance tips. You want to start considering home ownership. Tamara, before we go for break,
yes.
can you tell people how do they contact you?
The easiest way is to reach me by my cell phone. It is always attached to me. And if I don't answer, text this number, 804-519-7676. That's going to be the best and easiest way to reach out.
All right. We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Are you a small business owner in need of funding solutions? Look no further. URN Asset Financial Group is your one-stop financial shop. We specialize in providing tailored funding solutions to help your business thrive. Whether it's a startup loan, equipment financing, or working capital, we've got you covered. Visit our website at www.urnasset.com or call us today at 301-388-5103. That's www.urnasset.com or 301-388-5103. You are an Asset Financial Group, where your success is our priority. Let's build business together.
This is Tamara Taylor from Exit Resource Realty, and this week's tip is all about credit. Before beginning your home search, Chris and I want to ensure that there's a seamless process between realtor and lender. We complete a discovery call that will answer some key questions and ensure that you're ready to move forward in the home buying process.
So let's talk about the five components of your credit score. First is payment history, which is 35% of your score. Next is the amount owed or credit utilization, which is 30% of your score. Next, we have the length of credit history, which is 15% of your score. And the next two sections are new credit and types of credit, which are 10% each. Having an understanding of how these components work will give you full control of your credit score and unlock your home buying potential. Contact Chris Watson with Movement Mortgage or Tamara Taylor when you're ready to learn more about the home buying process.
I can be reached at 804-519-7676.
Or call me at 804-267-0542.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and you are listening to the premier destination for business and finance tips. And I have my bestie, my prayer partner, my sister, my shopping buddy, my cut up person.
Definitely cut up.
Yes.
We've been cutting up.
Here in the studio with me, but most importantly, she is my go-to person for real estate, Miss Tamara Taylor of Exit Resource Realty, principal broker. And what we're talking about today is home ownership. And so before we went to commercial break, we were talking about why home ownership is available to everybody that has a desire to have it. And she spoke about her journey to becoming a homeowner. But I know we're throwing around a lot of different things like FHA and stuff like that. And so I kind of want us to go back and clarify what FHA is because FHA does not give out loans.
It does not.
FHA stands for...
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
A Federal Housing Administration, okay? FHA. They insure loans.
Yes.
So they make it available for the bank to be able to lend money with a percentage of what they lend as guaranteed funds.
Yes.
So FHA does not have a minimum credit score.
Mm-hmm.
They have criteria, but not a credit score. Your bank has what they call an overlay.
Mm-hmm.
That overlay includes a credit score.
Yes.
So when you hear you have to have this credit score in order to purchase a home, FHA is not the one saying it. It's your bank.
Yep.
And your bank does it to make sure that their odd of getting repaid is there.
Yes. They want to make sure that there's not going to be a high chance of default. Nobody wants to get into a loan, and most people don't buy a house saying, oh my God, I'm going to go on foreclosure in 3 years. But the bank wants to make sure that they have a borrower who is a qualified borrower to make sure that they have certain things in place and their chances of them going into default is very low.
Right, because again, banks are not in the business for selling property.
They are not. They do not want to be a landlord. They do not want to take your home. And they will work with you as much as they can to, if you were to default, to try to figure out some ways, because they do not want to become into a landlord position. But if it comes down to it, they will snatch back the collateral, which is the house.
All right. So you done took us down another road, Miss Taylor.
Yes.
So let's talk to that person that might be experiencing some financial challenges.
Yes.
And their home is one. Foreclosure does not have to be their option.
It does not have to be their option. And I have helped other people come to the conclusion of, I really want to stay in my house. What do I need to do? And we have worked together with the bank in order to explore options that the bank have in order for them to be able to maintain their home and explore some type of a repayment option.
So if it's not getting too personal for you, because we know that you're passionate about everything real estate, right?
Yes.
And so some of the areas of passion comes from things that you personally.
It comes from experience. I have almost lost my house more than one time. Not ashamed to say, you know, we always talk about the glorious side of real estate, but there's a side that people don't talk about when this is a commission only position and you don't have any commission that has come in for 2 months or 3 months and you still have a family that's looking at you like, what you fitting to do? Because we still have bills.
So let's translate that to those that are not in real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So life happens.
Life happens all the time, every day.
So when life begin to happen, you have to make a decision.
That is correct.
Of what gets paid. And sometimes, and this, look, Coach E is making this statement. When I was taught by Grandpa James would always tell me, there's some things that you pay first. Everything else, you work out later.
Yes.
Your house payment is number one.
Yes, it is.
Your car payment is number two.
Yes.
Then comes your utilities.
Yes.
And everything else just flow.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we don't think about the house payment first.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when we're in financial difficulty, we want to pay the least amount of things.
That is correct.
Because we figure I only got $1,500 and my mortgage payment is $13. So we think about, well, if all of my other bills total up to $1,000, mm-hmm. I'm going to pay all my other bills, leave my mortgage alone, and then I have at least enough to eat with for the rest of the month.
Right. That's the reality.
But in all honesty, it should really be the other way around.
It should be, because you want to secure where you're living at.
Absolutely.
So, yes, it should be the other way around.
But this ain't one of those sessions where we're beating up, we're just teaching, right?
Exactly.
And so from that teach place, you're talking about their opportunities available.
Yes, to help you remain in that property. You can reach out to the bank. A lot of people are figuring, well, if I don't say nothing, it'll just go away. Or they're getting the letters and scared to open them. That's just the reality, because they don't want to face what is in front of them. But if you can get ahead of it and even contact the bank, hey, I just lost my job. Hey, this is what's going on, and express it in the circumstance. What is available that I can get on some type of loan modification or repayment plan so that I can maintain my home?
So you named two programs right there.
Mm-hmm.
A loan modification.
Yes.
Repayment plan.
Yes.
And in some cases, they'll do a forbearance.
They will do a forbearance.
Okay. So those are three options.
Three
they
options.
Keep you inside of the house.
Yes.
But they'll also work with you if it is deemed that it's that you can't afford it, right?
Right.
Because sometimes we have to understand that when life begins to happen, we might lose a job or we might lose income.
Yes.
And we've seen that before.
We've seen that all the time.
And where you might have been able to pay a certain amount, you can't pay that anymore.
Right.
And what the bank bottom line is, you can't, there's no way for you to meet it.
Right.
So when that happens, there are other options. What are those other options?
Well, one of those other options, unfortunately, it will be where you may have to vacate out of that property.
But you're transitioning out of there. We have other options other than foreclosure.
We do have other options than foreclosure. And that's what a lot of people think. Well, I just got to let this house go. No. There's a program that is called Cash for Keys, where you can talk to the bank about that. There's other programs that you can kind of transition to help offset some of that expense and cost, where you're not taking so much of a big hit of a foreclosure and transitioning, where you can move and take some of that monies to be able to do something else. You can also talk to them about a short sale and see if they will approve a short sale for you, because that also is going to take less of a ding on your credit.
Absolutely. So what we're seeing is that there's some options to stay in, but if you can't stay in the house, then the possibility of selling it and maybe getting some of the equity out when you sell it is an option. So don't let yourself go so far without exploring your option, because maybe you have to sell, right? It's not the end of the world. We all have to start all over sometimes.
Yes.
But if there's equity built in your home, you want to grab that equity get out of the hole.
Use the equity to start over, because what happens is your credit is not going to take a ding forever. You're going to eventually get out of the hole, get yourself together, and you can turn around and purchase again.
Right. And now banks, there is a window that you have to wait for a bank. I think it's 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
For some programs, you might want to check with your lender, but there is a waiting period because they want to make sure you're on the other side of the thing.
Exactly.
Right? And then once they know that you're on the other side and you're credit worthy, you could go and reapply. But see, here's the positive about it. You can take the lesson with
yes,
and so you don't have to repeat it again.
You don't have to repeat it again, and that's the blessed thing. So there's hope. You know, people feel like it's just the end of the world because whatever their circumstance is and I can't do anything else. No, when I hit that place, I had to call my bank and I had to work out payments. I had to work out a loan modification because there was a loss of income. There were some things that I experienced and it was okay. It was difficult at that time, but I had to explore and do what was best, and I had to learn the lessons about finances and building wealth, which is why it's so important, because I don't want other people to experience and go down the same road that I had to.
Or if they're there, to be able to come back
exactly.
from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And know that there is hope.
Absolutely. Look, Tamara, there's a couple of key things because I understand, and we're getting ready to wrap up because we've covered so much today. but I want to, I know everybody talks about a side hustle these days,
yes.
right? Everybody wants a side hustle, and we understand why people do side hustles now. Side hustles is that extra money.
It brings in that extra.
Yeah, because sometimes that 9 to 5 is just not enough.
No.
Especially with the prices constantly going up, we got to find a way to maintain our households.
Yes.
So we find people doing Uber, we find people doing Lyft, we find people doing DoorDash and Instacart and some of these other, you know, gig jobs.
Yes.
But Tam, there is an opportunity that is not necessarily a gig, but creating a whole nother profession and flow of income.
That is correct. The world of real estate, this is an awesome opportunity for you to come in and make full-time income, even on a part-time basis. There are not a lot of agencies that may accept part-time realtors, but it is an amazing way to come in, learn the business, and utilize that. Again, you can make full-time income on a part-time basis, and we have a seminar that's going to teach you all about that coming up on January 31st. And if you can't wait till the 31st, that's for if you're already licensed. But if you want to just learn some more and say, I have an upcoming class, it may be too quick to get started. But on January 22nd, we actually have our first class of the year that we're going to be getting started. So if you're considering a career change, if you're thinking about, I want something different, I am looking for an opportunity, take advantage of it, because this is the opportunity for you right here, right now. You can go to exitresourcerealty.com and register for our upcoming class. It starts on Monday, but it is not too late.
So their last day to register is when?
Friday the 19th is their last day to register.
Awesome. And you said you have another event for agents that already have their license?
Yeah, so if you already are licensed but just looking for something different, because where you are is just not fulfilling, or you're not getting the training, the mentorship, you feel like your business has kind of hit a brick wall and you're stagnant, Exit Resource Realty has an Elite Agent Expo that is coming up on January 31st. We want to show you the exit way, the exit model, and how we can help you to grow and double your business.
Okay, all right. So whatever financial goals you have for 2024, they are possible and within your reach. Some just may have you moving around a little bit different than what you've done before.
That is correct. And sometimes that's what it takes for us to step out of our comfort zone, step out of our box, and do something different.
All right. Now, there's one other event you have this, in February?
February 3rd, we have our grant workshop. So if you are considering purchasing a home, this is the workshop for you. We're going to talk about all of the different grants that are available. How is it that you need to qualify and apply to them? And what is the process to get started and say, hey, I'm ready to jump in this pool. What do I need to do? come on out on February 3rd. It's a Saturday from 10 o'clock a.m. We're going to feed you a little something for getting up, coming on out. But we would love to show you how, the same way that I was shown how ownership is attainable, is what I want to be able to show you guys. We have a team of agents that's going to be there to help answer any questions. Do not think any question is dumb or stupid. Don't think that this is not an achievable goal, because it is. I have been there. No matter if you're young or old, I've had clients that are older that have wanted to leave a legacy. It doesn't matter the age. Take your time now to start and kick the new year off with a new home.
And let me translate Grant for you. It's called free money, people.
Yes.
So you do not want to miss your opportunity of free money. So you want to go to the Exit Resource Realty website, sign up for that. I think your last day to register is January 31st.
January 31st is the last day to register.
So make sure you get in that class and get all of the information. It's seats nothing like unlimited. Somebody else's money helping you get
Amen.
Into a house.
Okay? And seats are limited. So you want to grab this. Go to ExitResourceRealty.com and make sure that you reserve your seat. You don't want to miss out on all of this information.
All right. Thank you, everybody. I hope you got some good nuggets on today. You found out what to do if you're looking to buy a home. And then you also found out today some options that if you're facing some turbulent times financially with your home, what to do. So this is Coachy on Coach Talk, wishing each one of you to have a blessed rest of your evening. And I decree that each one of you will prosper, and that the Lord will take care of you as you move forth in the things of Him. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you next week.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.